and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied. He's not trying to be, sometimes this almost sounds like he's ribbing at him, but whatever you didn't supply, he supplied. Stephanus was, they sent us so much, they were so thankful, but there wasn't, water bottles or a sewing kit or whatever he happened to need. I'm just throwing things out there, Oh, and Stephanus supplied whatever was needed that was not given already. They sent some stuff that they thought he would need, and Stephanus came along and said, "Is there anything else you need?" "Oh, yeah, there are a few things I need." And he supplied it. "For they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge ye them that are such." "The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord, with the church that is in their house." And there was a church in their house. It's interesting, because today, we think of a church as being a place. But the church, ecclesia, literally ekklesia. Ek is out. And ecclesia comes from the idea of being called. It means called out. A called out group of people is the church. And our word church comes from the German Kirche, which I'm not sure what the derivation of that is, but it's not from ecclesia, called out ones. The church could be easily translated better, probably the election. With the election that is in their house. With the elect ones. With the selected that is in their house. There was a group of select men and women called out of God who met in the house of Priscilla and Aquila. So the church was in their house. And these days, you don't really think of it in that term. And a lot of times, it could just be their household. Their people, their maidservants, their men servants, the women, the children, all the people that actually lived in their house, that could be just the church right there. Because sometimes the whole house would be converted. And that would become a church unto itself. I guess that's what I should say. People say, "Where do you go to church?" "I go to church at my church is at my house." "Who's in it?" "Oh, me, my wife, my kids." The whole house is in the church. "All the brethren greet you one another with a holy kiss." A holy kiss. What do you mean? Holy is separate, special. A special kind of kiss. Not just like something we would give occasion for, It's obvious what is meant, "The salutation of me, Paul, with my own hand." He had a scribe who would actually write his epistles, and he would actually write a salutation himself at the end. "With my own hand. See?" And he might have wrote this last couple of verses too, I suppose. "If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema." Let him be cursed. That's what anathema means. It means cursed. "Maranatha," which is Aramaic. It means, "Our Lord, come." Maranatha. It means, "Our Lord has come," actually. It is an exclamation of the approaching divine judgment. Our Lord has come. He's coming to his kingdom, and the kingdom is coming to earth. He is enthroned in heaven, it says. But shortly, heaven must come here. "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you," because that is essential. "My love with you all in Christ Jesus." Amen. God has to be gracious towards us. That's how he chooses us. That's the grace of God. He chose me in spite of what I was. In spite of what I've been. Even to this day, his grace has to abide with me. And even when I overcome sin, I still need his grace to stay that way. "So the children greet you, the brethren greet you one another with a holy kiss." I'm sorry. And the solitude of... Oh, but again, if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. That's what I was saying before in chapter 15 about curses. If you don't follow the doctrine, you don't know Christ. You know what I mean? That's why it's like, if you don't love the doctrine of Jesus Christ, let's say pertaining to the resurrection of the dead, because that is our Lord. Our Lord is identified by his doctrine. Meaning, if you have a different doctrine than the doctrine of Jesus taught, and you're saying, well, Jesus didn't teach X, he taught Y. Well, the real Jesus that I follow didn't teach Y, he taught X. So whatever you're talking about, now you're not talking about Jesus Christ, the real guy. You're talking about an idol, which you have named Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus Christ, it's accursed. You're accursed. Because you love not the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I love Jesus. I love the story of his death and resurrection. Yeah, but you deny everything that pertains to that. You've got to have all the doctrine. Maybe not every, you know, tiny little thing in the scripture you have to understand. No, no, no. But what I mean is the gospel of Jesus Christ is his death, burial, and resurrection. And all that that means. The resurrection that is coming. You know, the foundation of Christianity is repentance from dead works, faith towards God, the resurrection of the dead, the laying on of hands, eternal judgment, and the baptisms. You know, that's not the order he gave it in. But those things are all intertwined with the gospel. That's all part of the good news. Because that's what the gospel is. It is good news. If you don't love the good news concerning Jesus Christ and love the man and what he taught, if you don't love that, you are accursed. Meaning, and what does that mean? In the Old Testament, they use the term to mean that which is dedicated to destruction. The cursed thing. Something which is destined for destruction. It is made to be destroyed. God hath created all things for himself. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. The wicked were created for the evil day. The day of destruction and perdition of ungodly men.